Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable. And a day late, we normally go to Falling Into Place on Mondays, but because of the holiday, we do it today on this Tuesday morning. Our Falling Into Place series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing, yes, us all to fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities. See more promise, see more progress. This week, we focus on the Habitat for Humanity Capital District, and Christine Schutte joins us this morning. Christine is the executive director. Christine, good morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Very nice to have you on the program. Habitat for Humanity in the Capital District serves Albany, Rensselaer, and Saratoga counties. Give us a sense of what your mission is, and then what the last couple of months have been like in trying to achieve that mission.
Sure. Habitat's mission is to build new homes, and we also rehabilitate vacant buildings. And we do that so that we can sell them affordably to first-time homebuyers. So we're really looking to use homeownership as a tool to build strength and stability.
So when you look at that of the mission, how has it been impacted by coronavirus and the shutting down of so much of our society?
You know, this pandemic, it really hit exactly at the time that our community and communities around the country are experiencing the worst housing crisis that we've seen in over a century. So we've been told, you know, all of us have been told, stay home, right? That's been the national prescription for staying safe and for staying healthy. And at Habitat, we know that so many of our neighbors don't have that option. So many of our neighbors have homes that are overcrowded, where they can't socially, you know, keep social distance between each other. They're unsafe or they're unaffordable. And, you know, we've also seen that our housing system just doesn't work. So within 1 month of a lockdown and with the massive job loss that has happened, our entire housing system is threatening to collapse because families can't make rent and they can't pay their mortgage. And so we know that at Habitat, so many families don't have that stability that a home can bring, which is why it's critical that we continue our mission and we continue to build homes and to serve families in the Capital District.
So you built 139 homes?
We have. Yeah, we've built 139 homes. We've been around for just over 30 years in the Capital District. So Habitat for Humanity is a global housing nonprofit, but each of the affiliates are independently run and operated. So we serve, like you said, Albany and Rensselaer in southern Saratoga County.
Right.
And because of Habitat's work, 139 families, many of whom, I should mention, are essential workers. So they're working in retail or healthcare, public safety, essential manufacturing. 139 of those homeowners have had a safe place in which to shelter. But we know that there's thousands more that haven't. We've been grateful. Governor Cuomo did classify affordable housing construction as essential. So even throughout the shutdown, while our administrative office and our retail store have been closed, our construction sites have been open. So we've been building a little bit slower, you know, trying to follow all the CDC recommendations for safety and for health. We're using fewer subcontractors. We're just trying to make sure that everyone stays safe. But we have been building these past few months, which has been really important to us. We have 8 houses that are under construction, which means that there are 8 families who are waiting to move in. So we can't let up even for a minute.
One of the things that you make known, which I think is really interesting, in a typical year, you try to build 8 to 10 houses a year. But this is expensive work. This a new house can cost $240,000.
It's really expensive. Yeah. And I think for many years, Habitat, certainly this Habitat, we weren't really clear with all of our supporters about just how expensive it is to do what we do. So of course we use volunteers, you know, when there isn't a pandemic, we have volunteers on our construction site and that helps move us along, but we're still building homes. And so, like you said, it's, you know, an average of $240,000 just to build a single house. When you look at our sales price, we've also sort of realized that we don't build affordable homes. We make our homes affordable. You know, we build homes right. that cost, you know, close to $250,000. And then we use grants and donations and volunteerism to drive that cost down so that we can sell it at an affordable price to a local family. Around here, an affordable price tends to be about $130,000. So there's a huge gap for every single house that we build. And we're doing that 8 to 10 times, you know, every single year. But when you look at the homes that we build, they're beautiful, if I can say that. They are beautiful homes. They're energy efficient. They're safe. They're designed to be easy to maintain. And they're designed to be affordable in the long run, too. So Habitat homeowners are purchasing, and I just want to emphasize that we don't give away homes. They are purchasing a home with an affordable, responsible mortgage. And they're homes that, for the most part, our families stay in throughout their lifetimes and have passed on to generations as well.
One of the things that, you mentioned this, but so the idea is to finish the homes that you're currently working on and then to stay around long after this crisis passes by starting to build new homes over the next year.
We do. We have the 8 homes under construction, and then we have plans to break ground on at least 10 more homes within the next year. So we have homes planned for downtown Albany. We have some homes that we're looking to build in Troy with a few really interesting partnerships coming up. So this is an ongoing process. This is sort of a long-term stability investment. So there are incredible organizations who are doing work on the ground right now for sort of emergency response. But how Habitat looks at ourselves and our mission is that if we can continue to do the work of helping families create stability, that when the next crisis hits, whether it's hopefully not a public health crisis, but it could be a natural disaster, economic ripples from this current crisis, when that hits, families will have that safe home of their own. Mm-hmm. And they won't have to worry about missing a rent payment or being foreclosed on, because they will have been prepared and responsibly sold a home that they can afford and that they can love and grow with.
The idea of advocating at the local level, the state level, the national level for housing affordability, what goes into that? And just justice for low-income households. How do you work on that as an organization?
Habitat, it's only been within the last few years that Habitat for Humanity as a network has really formed a solid advocacy platform. So we've done advocacy at all those levels for many years, but we've really crystallized what it means to be a nonpartisan. You know, we are sort of aggressively nonpartisan in our advocacy, but what it means to help amplify the voices of the neighbors that we work with, to help lend Habitat's reputation as an organization that's been around for over 30 years in service of justice for lower income families. And so that means that we are working in coalitions most of the time. We're working in partnerships locally. We have a statewide Habitat support organization that helps us on some state issues. And then, of course, nationally, we have Habitat for Humanity International, which is our sort of umbrella organization. And they're looking at things like not just housing issues, but things like living wage issues, things like access to land and how we can increase access to good credit opportunities for lower income households. So there's a lot of different ways that Habitat can affect policy. And what we've also realized is that we can't build our way out of this crisis. We'll keep trying. We're going to keep building every single year, and we're never going to let up on that. But we know that the crisis in terms of housing is so huge that the only way we can really affect change is by advocating for different policies, both within government but also pushing the private market to do better too. So we work with banks, we work with lenders, and we try to make sure that these institutions are not just serving the middle and upper classes but also serving the working class and the poor.
You know, it's amazing when you think that you've built 139 houses, and a house is such a major project, as you well know. But it also, as you say, goes to show just if you tripled your capacity, you still wouldn't have enough to go around for everybody.
Exactly. Yeah. 1 in 3 of our Capital District neighbors struggle to afford their home. And that's across renters and homeowners. And so that number is, you know, it's staggering, really. And like you say, if we built 10 times as many houses next year, we still wouldn't address the need. And also home ownership, you know, we believe in its powers of stabilizing and changing lives, but it's not the only option out there. And so there has to be some really good rental reform and some good rental opportunities for families too, if we expect to solve the housing crisis here locally or across the country. And it looks different in cities than it does in the country, than it does in the suburbs. And all of those locations have a housing crisis right now.
ultimately, when you look to the community, you're looking for volunteers and you're looking for financial support, right? Are those are the two biggies?
Those are the two biggies, and we are missing our volunteers. About a week before the New York State Pause Act went into effect, we did close our construction sites to volunteers. So we had our three paid professional staff on site and a few subcontractors. But we haven't seen our volunteers in months. And we won't reopen the sites to them until we can ensure that we can safely do that. But we miss them. We have groups of regular volunteers, both in Albany and in Troy, some of whom have been volunteering with Habitat for decades. So we have those folks. We also get a lot of groups from local businesses, from churches, from schools. And so without them, we're definitely slowing down on the construction site. But like you said, we also always are looking for financial support because what we do is so expensive. And it's also so important. So we are we're trying to pivot, like a lot of nonprofits are, into figuring out how we can keep engaging people. We also have action alerts that we send out through email if people want to be involved with advocacy right from their own home. That's a safe option and a safe way to help Habitat at this moment, too.
Let me give folks your web address, which is www.habitatcd.org. Christine Schutte is the executive director of Habitat for Humanity Capital District. Christine, thank you very much for sharing. Best of luck with your work.
Thanks so much.
A great pleasure. Thank you. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishments. See more possibilities. See more promise. See more progress.